Discontinued. They've discontinued a lot of snacky foods.
Yeah.
And candies.
Mm-hmm. And those are the ones people miss because everybody's fat like us.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least fat at heart, you know what I mean? I'm fat at heart.
Having fat on your heart is
not good either.
That's really bad.
It's not good having that in your bloodstream. It makes it harder.
I'm just going to shout out two that have come back recently that, if not, would be on my list. Oreo Cakesters, shout out.
Mm-hmm.
And Dunkaroos.
Movies on video cassette.
Welcome to Strange Glow Video.
Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish.
We're oozing with VHS, horror, nostalgia, and more.
New better block glow in the dark.
After it comes in videotape, you can get a glow in the dark hand puppet from the movie Casper.
And now, your hosts, Alec, Justin, and Nick.
Hey, you're not allowed to rent here anymore.
Yeah! Hey, welcome back to Strange Glow Video. My name's Justin.
I'm Alec.
We're doing this now?
Apparently. He's bringing it back.
We haven't done this.
Since Frog Rose.
On this show.
No, we're doing something different. After you flinched, I just figured we had to say something and like break the silence.
Doesn't it say our names on the screen?
Nick, did I tell you yet that we've also decided to subtitle these list format episodes when we do this as Strange Glow TV?
So if you're watching.
Just so when we talk about it, now you'll know.
Is this not Alien?
No, this is Discontinued Foods.
Oh.
But before we get that, we have foods. A little bit of news items and some show and tell.
We got to do show and tell because my notebook's at the bottom of the stack where my news is at.
All right. Well, I guess you can go first since there's a smaller stack you have.
All right.
I got the small stack. I got the NECA Gremlin Spider.
Spider. Oh, yeah. Gremlin. We got available in stereo.
Twin Alfs.
But it's
Twin
Alfs.
Different.
Ha! I killed Laura Palmer.
Get it, Twin Alfs?
Yeah. We should make that a series. Redo Twin Peaks.
With Alf as Dale Cooper.
Does he have...
As everybody.
Willie would be Bob.
So, yeah, the Alf figures. Mine shipped from Deep Discount. You got yours on eBay.
I got mine for eBay. These are $35 figures in stores plus tax. They usually end up being like...
And shipping usually, yeah.
I didn't realize Alf had that many beans on his feet.
Yeah, they don't really show the
beans
feet
on
that
the bottom. They got the bottom of the feet.
I know, this is a great figure. I'm so happy to finally have it. I love how he's got the little microphone there and everything else.
Mm-hmm. The radio gear. He's got popcorn. He's got the cat sandwich. He's got some marijuana.
He's got Fesco Cola.
I don't have this yet.
Fesco Cola.
Sunglasses and the shirt.
I'm going to have to order it online, probably.
And his hands in case you want him to finger bang you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is an amazing. I'm so happy to have that. And then... NECA also dropped as part of their Collecticon, I'm assuming that, or Target Holothon, a couple of animated series Alf figures, and these things are amazing. So Nick did the dirty work for Alec and I and got these for us, found them.
Yeah, I got a set as well, but didn't need to show all of those off in here.
When I found my Gremlin Spider.
Having spider someone gremlin. Else, it's always nice having someone in your toy collecting corner because it's beautiful.
Well, I definitely make it to all the Targets on the Kansas side more than you guys.
Yeah, well, now that I'm back at work, I can, like, run on lunch breaks and shit, so...
You need to eat.
Okay, so I never picked these up before, but I got the Saturday Morning Adventures Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon. I got all four, written by Eric Burnham, and then artwork by Tim Lottie, our friend of the podcast, friend of the show, I should say. And I got all these. I had to get them. Ordered these through Graham Cracker Comics from... Yeah, put those back, you motherfucker.
What?
I already see what you're doing over there.
I want these.
Well,
where'd you order these from?
Graham Crackers Comics, all in the same place.
Graham Crackers Comics.
So I've been looking for a set of the real Ghostbusters starring in Ghostbusters 2 comic series. It's a 3-part miniseries.
What'd you pay?
For all these in mint condition, like $30 for the whole series.
That's pretty deep.
Just those three?
Yeah.
Or all these?
That's
not bad.
So, yeah, one of three.
Does that mean you're not going to open them and look at them?
No, I'm going to read them.
Okay.
That's just all they had available. They only had the one copy of each.
Yeah, so they look pristine.
Yeah, these things are beautiful. So, the carvers, though, look like these are kind of rushed because they all look like they're almost like markers as far as coloring goes. Yeah.
Look, I'm standing in the slime.
And then...
Oh, sorry.
Jesus, Nick. And then I got this other real Ghostbusters issue. I had this issue as a kid with this cover on it.
They should have made the 1A look like the Kenner...
Well, it kind of does. But yeah, I got this this issue I had as a kid, and I wanted it again, so I found a copy of it on their site and went through. I was surprised they had those Ghostbusters too, because on eBay, people are selling those things for way more than comic
books. I really like the cover of that one. It seems kind of just kind of Peter.
Yeah.
Not as cool as the other
I'm excited to read that and kind of see, you know, because notoriously these are known to have some of the story that was left out of the...
Yeah, like Ray's possession driving scene.
Well, I'm going to start going through these.
Alec doesn't like Ghostbusters anymore.
No, I do. I just don't have those comics, so I haven't read them. I don't have much to say. I like the cover regardless, because I like the formatting of it. But I have a bunch of VHS tapes, so I'm going to kind of pound through them.
Trapped in Paradise, does that mean we're finally going to review it this holiday?
Probably, just because I know that I only noticed it since you gave it to me. You gave me the DVD and I haven't watched it yet, but I found the VHS, so I was like, I'll pick that up, because I'm sure we'll cover it eventually.
That's great.
This is all bent. I'm glad I'm opening these.
Dark Shadows, Volume 6.
Oh, nice. Good random find.
Ice Cube in Next Friday. The sequel.
Ice Cube. I know what you did next Friday.
She's All That.
Oh.
Yes, she is.
Isn't she? Godzilla versus the Sea Monster.
She's going to be at Planet this year.
Yeah, I know.
Rachel Lee Cook.
Very nice.
A interesting copy of The Ring on VHS. I already had another copy, but this is one of those clear copies, so I like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Just That's had to add nice. It because it's cool. Scary Movie 2 on VHS.
All right, good find.
A sealed copy of Silence of the Lambs. It's the contemporary collection, so... But still, it's a sealed copy for a buck. What are you going to do? I got three of these... Kodak high-grade, sealed, unused, blank tapes. Yeah, look at that fucking aesthetic.
Yeah, look at that.
What you want. I got three of those babies.
What are you going to do with it?
Record porn onto it.
Homemade porn. Shot in 8K, dumbed down to VHS.
We could record some weird cult
Speaking
stuff.
Of porn, this is basically porn for me. Dancing Grannies, Mature Fitness Beginners.
What just fell out of there?
Dancing Grannies workout program.
Oh, the label. Oh, that's,
yeah, it needs re-glued.
Okay. I thought it was like a membership card.
I was hoping it was somebody's like exercise punch card or something.
Hilarious. So that's pretty sick. Voodoo Academy, which I thought this might be like
softcore porn.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but it's not.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of like
it gives me the vibe.
I bet there's some nudity.
Predator 2 on VHS.
Fucking the Busemeister's in that. I love Gary Busey. He's amazing.
Fucking Bill Paxton's in this.
Yeah, he's good too.
Bill Paxton is better than...
I know, I'm just fucking playing it up. Thanks, Captain Sirius.
And Danny Glover. I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah.
Pre-stroke Danny Glover, so he doesn't sound the same.
Forgot about the star of the film?
Well, I've only seen it once.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, you're missing out. Those first two are delightful.
An eyewitness documentary about dinosaurs.
Hell yeah.
An eyewitness...
It's just the series of tapes.
Yeah, it's like an educational
Maybe
format.
Maybe they shouldn't do dinosaurs if it's called
A Christmas Story.
Oh, that's an essential collection.
And I like the cover, too. It's nice and...
Yeah.
Nice and nice.
What a nice... Here you go. Jesus, you're still going? Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, God.
Roadhouse.
God, I know so many people that just watch that over and over when it was on TV, every time it's on TV.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's like a good... Yeah.
The James Bond Story. A documentary, and it's sealed.
Hmm.
Where the Toys Come From. A magical excursion through time involving a child's fantasy land where toys in color come to life and talk. Two comical bug-eyed toys named Peepers and Zoom, curious as to where the toys come from, begins a journey to find their roots.
I think
it's a Disney home video.
I think Voodoo Academy may be gay porn, because look at the sequel.
Oh, even better. Actually, I did hear that it was like, I read one review of it and said, if you like teenage boys in underwear, you'll like this. But and I was like,
It says the sequel to the most talked about horror film of the 1990s. I don't think that's true.
Huh. Look at this. Bingo. He's every family's best friend.
I like the sunglasses on him. That does look like a dog I want to hang out with.
Here's why I bought it. The tagline on the front says... It's Washington Post quote. It says, the movies have a bona fide new star. Bingo. a sort of canine Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, nice.
Classic. Mm-hmm. And there's a dog on a skateboard on the back, so I don't know. Sounds like I had to buy it.
Wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Like, come on now. Of course you'd buy that. You got more sense in leaving that on the shelf.
Matilda.
Ooh, Danny DeVito.
Classic. He directed that.
Mm-hmm.
Young Frankenstein.
Hells yeah.
That's Frankenstein.
The Addams Family. McDonald's copy.
McDonald's copy.
9 to 5, which we have reviewed.
Well, no, we haven't.
Like 2 years ago.
Not on this program.
Do you recognize anybody on this?
That's
Sheriff Truman from Twin Peaks.
Hell yeah.
In Daniel Steele's family album, which also looks like softcore porn, but it's not. It's like romance.
Is
movie.
That sealed or is that just the wrapper on the outside? Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of people that do that.
Big Trouble in Little China.
So good.
And that completes the new VHS.
I completed too. That's a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah.
And Nick, can you give me a towel?
Why get a towel when he has a mouth?
Because he's been blowing it out both ends.
Mm-hmm.
No, go, Webb, go!
Just one end.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, today we're talking discontinued foods.
Discontinued foods? Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
All kinds of stuff. Discontinued foods with Strange Glow Video.
They've, and not all of these have been permanently discontinued.
They've discontinued a lot of snacky foods.
Yeah.
And candies.
Mm-hmm. And those are the ones people miss because everybody's fat like us.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least fat at heart, you know what I mean? I'm fat at heart.
Well, having fat on your heart is...
Really not good either.
That's really bad.
It's not good having that in your bloodstream. It makes it hard to
I'm just going to shout out two that have come back recently that, if not, would be on my list. Oreo Cakesters, shout out.
Mm-hmm.
And Dunkaroos.
Both I guess all those on those lists I was looking at. And
Dunkaroos, I'm glad that wasn't a limited time thing, because for a while I was like, oh, that's not going to last.
Don't but they have like zebras on the package or something?
Dunkaroos? Kangaroos.
Kangaroos, that's what I meant.
Jesus.
Don't they have zebras on
the package? Are you talking about fruit stripe gum?
Do they have kangaroos on fruit stripe gum? They didn't stop making fruit stripe gum.
I know, I'm just talking about your lack of animal knowledge.
They need to make it last longer, though.
Yeah, you'd think.
Or discontinue.
Hey, you know that a lot of artificial vanilla flavor is made from...
a beaver's asshole?
Yeah, beaver's...
excretions?
Excretions, grant. Yeah, they use that to help keep their pelt waterproof.
If it tastes good...
You know, almond extract is made from squeezing the anal glands of dogs.
Really?
No.
But if it tastes good and it's not, if it tastes good and it's not poisonous, I mean, I don't care where it comes from, really.
Well, the reason people care is because it's exploiting the beaver, and they're probably being hurt and killed for it. So,
The beaver.
That does sound terrible. Beaver exploitation. That sounds like a film genre. It's like a porno genre, but you know, you spoof it just with like a bunch of beavers like being made to build dams for people around.
You said that's for artificial vanilla flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real. I don't vanilla really like comes that. From vanilla beans.
I don't really like that.
Beans.
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 The beaver bean.
Lots of people can't find that one.
Nope.
Nope.
I don't think it exists, does it?
Is it milk?
Isn't that a myth?
Is it beaver milk?
I think the bean is a myth just like the beaver orgasm.
Don't take that out of context. Or do, and make a funny video.
Jokes.
It doesn't matter once they take it out of context and reuse it.
Yeah,
reduce,
to.
Reuse, recycle, motherfucker.
People know.
Number one. Or number five.
You're number one.
Why do I always gotta go first?
That's just the way I wrote it down. I don't know.
A poodle. A duck. A little fat guy in a tomato hat.
Try new Super Rise Pizza from Tony's. The crust rises in your oven.
If you're having Tony's, you're having fun.
What's wrong, buddy? Cat got your tongue?
I put Tony's Taco Pizza. I think it was called Tony's Fiesta Taco. I don't know. That's such a nice, sweet pastry crust.
Mmm.
Oh, the crust was different than the other ones?
Yeah. And it had your taco seasoning, I don't know, and taco meat.
Was it regular red sauce?
No, I don't think so.
Describe
it's
the whole
It's been
flavor.
So long now.
It's probably a taco sauce style, like a spicier salsa.
But yeah, it had a sweet pastry crust, though. I remember that.
Did it have lettuce on it?
No.
Sweet pastry crust. Okay.
I know a lot of restaurants can toss that on.
It didn't have, like, the chips on it either.
Oh, interesting.
It had black olives and tomato.
Was it ground beef and ground, like, taco seasoning?
It was, like, taco meat.
Yeah, ground beef. Taco sauce, yeah. That's probably what it was.
Tomato chunks and black olives. And
okay, I can get behind those.
I think, what's that green stuff?
Green peppers?
Green onion.
Green onion. There you go.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. But then Red Baron came out with something very similar recently, and I don't see that at the store anymore either, but that might just be a local issue.
Wow. And you might need to hit like a grocery store over like a Walmart or something for
no,
some
I've
of
looked
those.
Everywhere.
Oh, poor
they,
fella.
They tease me.
Lame.
Well.
But I still like the Jack's Taco Pizza, but it's different.
Lots of restaurants still have a taco pizza, though. Mm-hmm. Do you ever order those out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Casey's has got a particularly good taco pizza. Pizza that's not as good as it used to be.
General store.
Lil Yachty has
more.
Pizzas out at Walmart now.
Hmm?
Lil Yachty has pizzas at Walmart now.
Lil Yachty?
Lil. Yachty.
Is that a rapper?
Yeah. I mean, I've never really listened to his music, but I just saw the pizzas there because his fucking cartoon face is on the box.
I like entrepreneurs.
Well, there's also this, the One Bite pizza, which is from some jerk-off YouTuber, and it's just a shitty fucking pizza.
Does Mr. Beast have pizza yet?
No, he has Mr. Beast burgers, though. Mm-hmm. And the chocolate that he loses his shit over. Which it's like, it's okay. If it's for the vegan chocolate, for vegan chocolate at that price point, yeah, not bad. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
For what it is. But it's here's... Don't act like you can actually compete with Hershey with what you're offering, though.
Hey, speaking of, and don't have to get too far off topic, but they are working on a plant-based Hershey's Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Nice. I recently tried the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with Reese's Puffs inside. And the crunch added by
the
those.
Cereal?
Yeah.
Before I went vegan, I loved the peanut butter cups with the Reese's Pieces mixed
it's
in
it's like
there.
That but oh, better God, because the good. Crunch is like almost a cookie
don't they yeah. have it with like potato chips in them now
they've yeah. done all kinds
I haven't
of
tried that. Those ones though
I haven't tried it either
that sweet and salty I have had
yeah that sounds like
chocolate dipped potato chips before those are pretty good
yeah that was actually a thing that was discontinued to bring it back home the Lay's whatever they used to call is when you would they would come dipped. They were like ridged ones, and they would dip them in chocolate mm-hmm. and have different things on the outside sometimes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Justin, number two.
Presenting like, love, respect, and knocked out. Presenting custard-style yogurt from Yoplait.
I like the creaminess and richness of custard-style yogurt.
I love the texture. It's like fine custard.
I respect the active yogurt cultures, the natural ingredients, the real fruit pureed throughout.
Hey, this custard-style yogurt is so thick it doesn't fall off the spoon. That knocks me out. Mm.
Custard-style yogurt from Yoplait.
Mm-hmm. Second one here, this is mine, is the Yoplait custard-style yogurts. So my favorite flavors were the creme brulee, which is fucking glorious, and
Mr.
banana.
Mr. Fancy Pants over here.
But they got rid of them, and then they brought them back kind of after demand, but they have a different style cup now, and I just, you know, I'm vegan now, so I can't try them anyway, but...
Are you?
Yeah, yeah. So, but the fact that they got rid of the classic style container and the little foil to open, I'm like, you're losing everybody here. People don't even know what that is because it doesn't look like it used to. Dumb.
Lame. Unjustified.
Rude. What's,
Yeah, I don't have anything to say about those. I don't really remember them specifically, so I'm unfortunate.
Oh, yeah, but, I missed out on those. That creme brulee was fire.
Number three is...
The nation's obsession with post-Oreo owned cereal has made milk a precious commodity. How are Americans handling the crisis?
Two words, self-control.
And how are others coping?
It's been tough, very tough.
Yet you kids are eating lots and lots of Oreo O's.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, that would be our dog Spot.
Post-Oreo O's, part of a complete breakfast.
The Oreo O's cereal.
Mm.
Yeah, I saw that on a lot of
You remember
lists.
That? I remember it cutting the shit out of the roof of my mouth, but it was delicious.
Three or four different Oreo products on these lists I was looking at.
Yeah. Those were, I used to eat it quite often.
I was never big on chocolate cereal.
I love chocolate. So Count Chocula, that, Cookie Crisp, even though it didn't taste like cookies.
Cookie Crisp didn't even have like real chocolate. It was like waxy shit just to look like chocolate.
I especially didn't
the Oreo cereal was obviously, you know,
cocoa powder at least, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like more, it's like whole grain cereal as opposed to like whatever, you know. It's not just fucking cookies.
The that did have a lot more breakfast. Of an Oreo flavor.
But actually, you know, it'd be really good. You know those really tiny Oreos they make?
Mm.
Put a bunch of those in a bowl with milk and just fucking
go to town.
Oh god,
fuck
yeah.
Fuck your life, fuck that your
sounds,
heart.
Sounds delicious.
That would be amazing.
Anyway, I missed that cereal. It was good.
That cereal was good, but the reason it cut your mouth up was because of the little chunks on the outside of it.
The little white specks.
Yeah, and those are just like rock hard sugar pieces that would just so destroy good. Your face.
That would destroy me. Destroy me, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've worked with men better, but not
like
me.
Captain Crunch is like eating gravel, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's delicious gravel.
Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. The regular ones, the Crunch Berries don't do nearly as much damage, especially if you do Crunch Berries solo. Like, that's a safe.
The Oops All Berries is where it's at.
Like a bullet.
They recently
glass.
Had Birthday Cake Crunch out, and I didn't try that, but.
Oh, I love the Peanut Butter Crunch, too. Just the Peanut Butter Crunch on its own is really good.
Yeah, Mom used to buy those all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kind of like the Reese's Puffs cereal, but without the chocolate ones.
It's still good. What's your next one, Nick? And why are you so tired? Wake up, wake up.
Number
wake
up. Four.
I woke up at like 8-something.
It's the first of the month.
Dude, that Girl Stop Burrito is huge.
It's big, it's beefy, it's the Grilled Stuff Burrito from Taco Bell. Seasoned beef, three melted cheeses, sealed inside a grilled tortilla. The affordable heavy-duty portable is just $1.99.
You ready for yours?
Oh, yeah. For the heaviest meal on wheels, think outside the bun.
Grilled Stuffed Burritos from Taco Bell.
Damn.
They recently had the Grilled Cheese Burritos, which are very similar.
I do remember those. Those were good.
This is the only thing I really wanted to get. And same with the grilled cheese. Now that those are gone, I don't even want to go to Taco Bell anymore because everything else is shit.
What was the time frame on this? Were these, when did they discontinue
them? Fucking forever. I don't remember how long ago they discontinued them, though.
Like 5 or 6 years or something like that, probably?
I think at least 5 now.
I don't think I ever had them.
They discontinued before I moved to KC, so. It was good.
Well, Taco Bell seems to have a monopoly on this because this, number 5 from Justin is.
The year 2032. The city, Los Angeles. The movie, Demolition Man. The restaurant.
Now all restaurants are Taco Bell.
Exactamundo. The demo deal. Buy a burrito supreme. Nachos and a large drink for one low price and get an official Demolition Man movie poster absolutely free.
I'm impressed.
The supply is limited. The conclusion, get to Taco Bell today.
Yeah, my number 5 here is...
Number 5? What the fuck are we doing?
Number 5 overall is the Chili Cheese Frito Burrito from Taco Bell. That thing was so fucking good.
I like the burritos like... The 7-layer burrito is what I used to get, and now they have a version that has crunchy things in it, basically.
They have a version of like strips, a Frito burrito now.
I took those out of those grilled cheese burritos.
They have a version of it now that's like on the menu again, but it's got rice and stuff in it that doesn't kind of match. I like the chili cheese.
You can have them make it your way.
No, you can't. No, I can't eat it anyway.
Mm-hmm, on the screen.
You can eat vegan at Taco Bell.
Oh, I can, but I can't eat a Frito burrito there.
No.
Can't you just have cheat days like people on a diet?
That's not how that works.
Yeah, I mean, is that how you do relationships?
If the apocalypse comes.
Nick's like, you need cheat days for everything.
If your significant other is okay with cheat
marriage,
days.
Marriage, jobs. That's a whole other thing, Nick.
When the apocalypse comes, you're going to start eating rabbit and squirrel. And you're gonna be like,
Number 6 on the list.
Was this 6 total between the... Okay, I got you.
Yes, Nick.
That's the way we've been doing these.
I got thrown off.
The whole time.
New S'mores Ritz Bit Sandwiches. Rich chocolatey fudge. Smooth, creamy marshmallow. Slam between bite-sized graham crackers. New S'mores Ritz Bit Sandwiches. More in the middle.
Nick's had so much diarrhea in the past week that people. He just fucking shit his brains out.
I'm dehydrated.
It is the S'mores Ritz Bits Sandwiches.
Those are good.
Remember those, Nick?
No, I don't think I ever had those, but I like s'mores.
If you had the Ritz Bits peanut butter and the s'mores next to it, oh, you could get some really good flavor combos.
How does this work? It's Ritz crackers instead of
you remember Graham crackers? The Ritz crackers, so it's sweet and salty. Ooh. Wasn't it regular ones?
There's marshmallow?
They might have had a little bit of Graham flavor. I don't remember.
It was a chocolate and marshmallow in the middle. Yeah, it was so good.
It does sound good.
They were delicious for what they were. The little chocolate bit and the little marshmallow flavored bit.
It wasn't real marshmallow. Yeah. It was more like
Can we get these on eBay? How old will they be?
I think they went out in 2015 or so.
Have they been stored in a cool, dark place?
Well, yeah, someone have them in the freezer. Yeah. If you got these in your freezer, mail us.
Yeah, please. Number 7 from Nick.
Steak stroganoff from Noodles & Company.
That's an interesting one, huh? I hope I can find a good commercial for that.
That was the only thing I ever got
steak
there.
Steak stroganoff.
So now Noodles & Company, I don't eat at your establishment anymore.
Is anyone else but me bothered by stroganoff?
Stroganoff.
It just sounds like stroganoff. It's like
that's why it's in that Twister wrap.
Well, that's the other thing. When I ordered it, I could say stroganoff, and they never fucking caught on.
Nick's over there. I guess about that steak stroke yourself off in it.
Well, I can't even remember the lyric, but it's something about steak Joe is looking hot, and I want to take her top off, take her back to my place, and feed her my beef stroganoff.
Yeah. Beef stroganoff.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yes.
But I'm a big fan of
our mom stroganoff. Used to make beef stroganoff as when we were kids.
Yeah, it's good. I never really
cared for it, but I would eat it when she made it.
Oh, yeah, I never delicious. Liked it. Like, and she made it as I got older. I just I fucking douse it with hot sauce.
Imagine, I mean, yeah. Like, there's just some things that she made that were like, no hate, because some of it was really delicious, but like one or two things were just like, what the fuck am I eating? Like tuna burgers?
Yeah, like tuna burgers.
What the fuck was that?
Like, fucking Velveeta cheese and tuna like melted onto a toasted bun.
You better find a commercial for the grilled stuff steak burritos.
I'll try my best.
I'm sure there's one out there.
Number 8.
Number 8 is the...
This pizza's bringing me back. To my days in New York. Broadway, the god, that New York street corner pizza. The slices were so big you have to fold them. Steve. And they were dripping with cheese and Steve. The sauce and the thing.
Steve, you're only 15. You've never left Wisconsin.
But the cheese and the folding and...
No.
The big New Yorker pizza from Pizza Hut. This is what pizza's supposed to be. 16 inches of big foldable New York pizza for a very un-New York price.
You need help.
Pizza Hut, the best pizzas under one roof.
Pizza Hut, big New Yorker style pizza that came out in 1999. And apparently, this is back for a limited time right now.
Right now, which you didn't even know this when you looked it up, which is hilarious to me.
When I looked this up yesterday, or I was taking my notes the other night, it was like, this is back right now because it was like top of the news feed. I'm like, what?
Everything's discontinued for you.
It's funny. I thought about ordering us one, but the fact that you couldn't eat it made me not do it because we were doing discontinued foods. Wouldn't that be rude if we were eating the big New York in front of you right now? That'd be hilarious. We should have done it.
Now, what was the...
Say no cheese in there. I'll bring my own cheese.
What was it? Just a big...
It was the bigger slice. It was 6 slices in a pie, and it was a larger pie, so you could, like, fold the slices like New York style, and it had a sweeter sauce. And I like that sweeter sauce a lot they had. And the thin crust in there was so good.
We could have ordered it with no cheese and veggies on it.
Yeah, could have.
Do they have some kind of vegan cheese at Pizza Hut at this point?
They're one of the few. And actually, considering they're one of the largest, they don't have an option yet, which is kind of nonsensical. Because not just for vegans, but people that are like lactose intolerant eat a lot of the vegan cheese.
So. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to order one and try it. Sometime this week, probably.
Fucking make a video on it, man. Make a video of you doing some 90s ass shit with that. It's gonna be beautiful.
I probably will.
They still
some
have
TikToks
those.
And shit.
And get a Mexican Coke in the glass bottle so you get the real sugar and get that real throwback flavor.
I never really got a Mexican Coke at Pizza Hut, though, so I don't know how that'll fit.
Did they have those at Pizza?
Not that I know of.
No, I just meant to get that
Pepsi
real sugar flavor.
Yeah, that's a Pepsi company, so.
Oh, Yum Brand still? Yeah, I guess they are. Yeah.
That's because... They in the 70s, Pepsi bought Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, they became Yum Brand.
And that's
yeah.
why they started putting them in one store, because they're like, fuck it, we don't need to build three buildings. What is this?
Yeah, why are we paying rent three times?
Pizza Hut has wings. Taco Bell has wings. KFC does not have wings.
Hilarious. Yeah. Number nine.
Is that me?
No.
There's three of us, Nick. Can you count?
Loving you is more than just a dream come true. And every time that we...
If you ask us, it just tastes better.
The Cinny Minis from Burger King.
Oh, those are so good.
They were delicious, tiny little, four little cinnamon rolls you'd get with some icing you dip them in. And it was like, oh, this is great. I'm having pure sugar for breakfast.
So speaking of Cinnamon Minis, okay, so McDonald's in the 90s.
Their cinnamon roll was dope as fuck.
Their cinnamon roll they had then was so fucking good. They had so much icing on it, and that thing was like fit full to the box. McDonald's? That was such a good cinnamon roll. Yeah.
I remember. Yeah.
Is that the one? Didn't that one have raisins in it, or was that Hardee's?
Hardee's had the cinnamon raisin biscuits, and they also had regular biscuits, the sweet biscuits, yeah.
Okay, the cinnamon roll from McDonald's, I remember growing up, I would always get that as a very young child, but eventually it disappeared. And they have cinnamon rolls again there now, but I don't know if they're any good.
They're a different style, yeah. These other ones were like hot and fresh, and they put the icing on fresh. They're so good.
You can get Cinnabon at Schlotzky's.
Yeah, but they're fucking overpriced.
Well, everything's fucking overpriced.
Well, yeah, right now, but I mean, like, really going into there. But I mean, Cinnabon was always like, hey, here's a $12 cinnamon roll, and you're like, okay.
I think they still have the French toast sticks, which are pretty good there, Schlotzky's. And they're vegan. Burger King's.
Oh, the French toast sticks are vegan, yeah, accidentally. Oh. And those are good. I've gone in there for those several times.
Sick.
When Liz was pregnant, we'd go in there after her doctor appointments. Huh. And I get that for breakfast sometimes. It was cool.
What do you got for number 10, Nick?
Yeah,
Nick. I put...
Huh? What the? You're such a brat, Bart.
What?
Yeah, you won't share your Butterfinger BB.
So we're taking them.
Ooh, bite size.
Bad, sir.
No, Maggie, no.
Groovy munchies, man.
Bag a bunch of crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery Butterfinger BBs.
Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger BBs.
Butterfinger BBs.
Better not lay a finger on my penis.
But I remember when they were brand new, and my mom and I tried them, and we both liked them, and we'd get them like every time we went to the grocery store.
They were sick.
Because we loved Butterfinger anyway.
They need to bring them back for movie theater style boxes.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
at
like
least.
Bunch of Crunch or whatever.
Yeah, because you don't want to just eat a Butterfinger bar at a movie theater. You need the Bunch of Crunch box.
The Bunch of Crunch is better. Like the ratio is better. You're not getting it as stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, yeah, you think they would
figure
that out.
I don't think it sticks as much anymore. But they're
The recipe changed a little bit. It's a little bit lighter and not as hard. And
they're kind of messy to be eaten in the dark, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I had one recently.
Mm.
They're crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery.
And we all remember the whole Simpsons marketing thing, obviously, throughout the 90s. It was
nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
You know that worked
genius.
Really well. Well, and they continued it with the BBs, too.
Exactly.
The same. I mean, the wrapper's the same color as the Simpsons. It's genius.
I'm trying to get my hands on some of the wrappers from these from the
90s. Oh, yeah. I'll try to get like an old 7-Eleven stand ad for Butterfingers.
BBs started in the 80s, or was it?
Those were mid-90s, I think.
It wasn't mid. It's
probably the
early 90s.
Mid,
like 93 and on, I would say.
I was still pretty young, I think.
So, moving on to the next item.
Number 11.
The Ghostbusters are back!
And we're the official headquarters. You know what that means.
We're gonna be busy?
You better believe it.
Remember, guys, only we've got what every Ghostbuster wants.
Chicken sticks?
Ghostbusters!
Who are you gonna call?
When you see a ghost, blast.
I don't see any ghosts.
See? It works.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
They're here!
Ghostbusters! Hey! Let's cook.
Collect all four Ghost Blasters, only at Hardee's.
Number 11 for me is Hardee's Beyond Thick Burger. Those motherfuckers had the Beyond Burger, and it was fucking great.
That's how I like my women.
Beyond Thick.
Dead and on a sandwich?
Yeah.
Me too.
On a sandwich?
That's a thick burger.
No, but they got rid of their sandwich, and I'm like, why the hell did you get rid of that? Like, Burger King still got the Impossible going. Lots of places have options. Like, even Chick-fil-A's coming
out. So Hardee's doesn't have Beyond at all?
No, they dropped
their entire... Or just that particular...
No, they dropped the whole... They don't carry anything vegan anymore.
Wow.
Lame.
They're not adapting to modern times.
Not really.
Which means they're going to die.
Well, everybody dies.
I mean, Hardy's going to go out of business.
Everybody dies.
Eventually, the sun's going to burn out, and everything's going to get sucked into a void of a fucking black hole. So,
ooh, look at that reflex.
Hopefully, sooner than later. There's fucking Spider-Man over there.
Yeah. Are you going to say, hopefully,
go Web, go.
Yeah, go Web, go. Play. I'm not that...
Play it.
Jesus.
Play Go Web, go.
Go Web, go!
You're supposed to have that ready when I caught the cup.
Am I?
I missed the part where that's my problem.
Oh, zing!
Mm. Oh! And also...
Oh.
I think that's all the Spider-Man quotes I have in here.
Yeah, I think it is.
They were all...
All right.
The worst Spider-Man.
All right, Alec, what's next?
Up next on my list...
Number 12.
Number 12 is...
Rex yogurt gives you so many color combinations, it can make your head spin. With every spoonful, a different colorful swirl, everybody can dig it. That's why kids who eat it won't stand for anything else. How about sharing with a friend?
Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids.
Deliciously fruity Trix yogurt from Yoplait. The combinations are endless, and so is the fun.
Trix yogurt.
Oh, that was good yogurt, wasn't it?
That was like one of the yogurts that I loved. Like the colors, how you had the two colors in the cups and shit.
They had all the poisonous food colorings.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible for you. You know it is. recipes change over time from the 80s to the 90s, and these days they're, you know, less chemically. People argue they don't taste as good, but I think it's also just childhood nostalgia. Your palates also change, and yes. Your palate just starts sucking sometimes.
Well, they keep switching artificial sweeteners too, so.
Well, yeah, it's all that different shit.
And sweet stuff really changes.
Most cereals are whole grain now too.
Yeah.
Even the ones that weren't. So.
All right, Nick. We're getting down to the last round here. Number 13.
Pussy.
You've eaten that before?
They discontinued that, right?
Yeah.
They discontinued it for me anyway.
I don't know. I find it all the time at the store.
This summer, coming to a supermarket near you, there's going to be a great new high-C flavor with an outrageous fruit taste. And what are we going to call it? Ecto Cooler. High-C Ecto Cooler. Slimer's new fruit drink. You've been warned.
No, I couldn't think of a fifth. And I broke the rule and put a drink, which is Ecto Cooler.
Which everyone wants, so they're like, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, especially now with our Ghostbusters group. It would be nice if we had that.
Oh, yeah, you didn't get it when Alec and I had it last time.
Huh?
Yeah, we had it in 2021.
We had it when we watched Afterlife. You didn't get any then. And I drank mine, too, because I'm not
going to... Me, too, and the bottle's in there.
I'm not letting that shit fucking rot. That shit's gold. I had to drink that.
Yeah, same. I drank it at the premiere.
So. That made the movie that much more emotionally nostalgic for me, and I think it was the perfect choice.
Funny because when we went in there, this is the part that sticks out to me. Justin almost gets in a fight with some random person because they were letting us in and they weren't handing out Ecto Coolers to people. They were already in the theater, in this chair, so people were snagging them and shit, you know?
Yeah, people got in there early.
Well, yeah, they're cunts and they want to fucking sell them on eBay.
Well, yeah, no, people got in there and stole them from seats that weren't taking it, even though people were still going through the ticketing line and everything
else. So we literally had to go do the same thing because ours were gone, and I was like, I'm not leaving here without a fucking Ecto Cooler.
Well, yeah, and it wasn't a random person. It was Jeff Shrek Jr., who's runs the Ghostbusters.
Even more hilarious.
Shrek Family Ghostbusters Collection.
Just because he was just like, hey, what are you doing? And Justin was like, hey!
I was like, someone.
So he's
Justin had been drinking and he's an angry drunk.
So this guy's
I hadn't been drinking at all that night.
So this guy's really? A cunt, is that what you're saying? He just got drunk afterwards, as I recall the story.
Yeah. We got drunk after we got drunk the night before the premiere.
We went to the bar after the premiere, though. We had a few. We didn't like get wasted like the night before.
And
we didn't puke all over Justin's bathroom the night of the premiere. That was the night before.
That was only one person.
Since they're filming in England, they're going to have the premiere in London. So are you guys going to go to that?
They did a London premiere last time anyway.
They're only going to do a London premiere.
Is that what you've heard?
New York, LA. I'm just saying. I'm hypothesizing.
I don't have a passport currently, so no.
If that's the case, we've got time because I don't think we're going to see that movie this year.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the fact that we're just now shooting. So. Not even shooting yet. We're basically
they just
doing
started
pre-pro.
Building sets.
Pre-pro, and it's March, so yeah.
New Chicken Little.
New Chicken Little.
New Chicken Little.
You taste so very nice.
Oh, why?
Love your 11 herbs and spices.
Love you.
And your little 39-cent price.
My love.
I found you at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes, so strong.
And little darling, you taste so grand.
I love
to hold you in my hand. New Chicken Little sandwiches. You cost just a little, but people love you a lot.
All right, so my last item is the KFC Chicken Littles. They came out in 1987. I remember like when our family would go through KFC.
Isn't that like a Disney movie?
I remember, yeah, probably Chicken Little.
Does
yeah.
Boston Market still exist?
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to get me some of that. There's probably nothing I could eat there anymore, but like mashed potatoes maybe.
Oh, their mac and cheese was fucking fire, man.
But like,
that
damn.
Good.
Isn't there a Boston Market?
I miss that mom be like, oh, I'm going to pick up some Boston Market and be like, fuck yeah, you are. Goddamn right.
Don't they sell Boston Market out of some grocery stores too?
They might have it in some of the frozen food sections, but no, the
damn
KFC.
Damn, I'm hungry tonight. This is not
Chicken
good.
Littles was basically like a little chicken sandwich slider, but it was good for like a kid-sized meal there, so I remember getting them and eating those as a kid sometimes.
Nice.
Really good. But I wouldn't eat them now, but if they'd made a vegan version, I'd be all over that shit.
There's not a Boston Market closer than Oklahoma or some shit?
No, there used to be one in Overland Park by
the
community
was.
College. It was there for years. It outlasted many others, but it finally went the way of the dodo.
Fucking bummer. Well, last...
That's Texas. Holy
last. Had apple crisp there, too.
We
like could have
went there
crisp.
On our Texas
really
trip.
Tom from my old
we
band
might be doing that
there.
Again this year. Well, who knows? I'm going to reach out to them and see what's up. Number 15, last but not least.
It's time you were warned. Once you try Kellogg's Rice Krispies Treat Cereal, one taste is never enough. You'll fly down to breakfast because it's everything you love about the taste of Kellogg's Rice Krispies Treats in an incredibly crispy cereal. And part of this complete breakfast. Yeah, you might just find yourself going to great lengths to get it, because one taste is never enough.
Is the Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
There's been many variations on that, but the original...
There's only been two, and the second one was not accurate. It was just Rice Krispie Treats with marshmallows in it. It doesn't count. We're not talking about that. Fuck it. It doesn't exist to me. It's dead to me. Whoever did that, fuck you. At General Mills.
As controversial as this may sound, I legit liked the Rice Krispies Treat cereal better than the Rice Krispies Treats in real life.
Yes.
Like regular ones. It was so good.
Rice Krispies get soggy too fucking quick.
The Rice Krispies Treat cereal, though, you just pour enough of it in there, you could get, like, if you get one of those big chunks that gets soft on the outside
so
a little bit.
There's so much marshmallow in there, and it was so good. Yeah, you got to get that right. I feel like Clark Griswold talking about it. You know, it's a non-nutritive cereal varnish.
Yeah.
Semi-osmotic.
It's 3 years old.
3 year old milk, yeah. No, but it's that stuff was good.
Yeah. So those are our 15 discontinued foods for today. Let us know about some that you miss. Let us yell at us about the ones that we didn't talk about. You know, eventually we'll probably do another one of these a few years from now, or you know, eventually, I don't know. But
whenever
that's what we had, and that's what came to mind.
15 more things get discontinued.
And I think our list is pretty diverse.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of nostalgic shit and shit that just is like, Taco Bell doesn't have this goddamn fancy-ass heart attack burrito anymore, and I'm pissed.
Oh, it was so good.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/strangeglowvideo.
Strange Glow Video.
Strange Glow Video. It's like Great White Buffalo from...
Smash that like button.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
To return some videotapes. To return some videotapes.